Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If your daily commute takes you through downtown Green Bay, get ready for a brief detour Monday morning. The city's Public Works Department says Webster Avenue will be closed between Main and Pine Street for water utility work starting at 7 a.m. this coming Monday. That section of Webster will be back open again by Tuesday morning. State officials say scammers are once again targeting Wisconsin DMV customers with messages that look real but are not. The DOT says the alerts often mention a pending license suspension or vague violations and push people to click a link or pay right away. The DMV does not send those kinds of messages and warns that scammers are getting better at copying official pages. Drivers are urged to ignore unexpected messages and never share personal information. The city of Green Bay has been selected for a National Talent Accelerator program aimed at getting people into jobs faster. The announcement from City Hall says the Work for America's inaugural Talent Accelerator is a free 8-week virtual workshop that helps local governments improve and speed up their hiring systems. City leaders say strengthening internal hiring systems will lead to more qualified people in critical roles throughout local government. Green Bay will be working with peer cities across the country to identify and implement practical changes. City officials say the program supports Green Bay's broader efforts to attract and retain mission-driven employees who deliver essential services for residents, businesses, and visitors. As we celebrate Earth Day today, people all around our community are getting out to help clean up and preserve the natural environment we enjoy so much of here in Northeast Wisconsin. Due to recent flooding, one Green Bay area is in need of a little extra attention. The normally tranquil Baird Creek on Green Bay's east side is now a raging waterway overflowing its banks and causing significant erosion. According to local advocates, hiking and biking trails have been underwater, and officials are hoping to get everything in good shape before summer programs start in May. If you'd like to help out, Baird Creek Preservation Foundation is holding an Earth Day Workday event this Saturday morning from 8:30 to noon. The event was already planned before the recent flooding impacted the park. Volunteers will be working on trails, removing invasive species, hauling brush, and picking up litter. Organizers say to bring gloves, a water bottle, and wear boots that can get muddy. And be sure to check for ticks after working anywhere outdoors for Earth Day, as the creepy little critters have already been spotted in our area this spring. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants you to fight the bite and prevent illnesses like Lyme disease carried by ticks. The best way to do that is by preventing ticks in the first place. A few tips for doing that. They say wear repellent on skin and clothes that contains at least 20 to 30% DEET. Wear long sleeves and pants, tucking pant legs into long socks and shirts into pants. Light-colored clothing also makes it easier to spot ticks, and do a thorough tick check after coming in from outdoors. If you find a tick on your skin, they say to remove it promptly with the tweezers. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025, bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet. According to the Racine County's district attorney, Tricia Hansen says in the letter to the Elections Commission, She wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling, can't get there, it falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the Rockets, Luis Renjifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be really nice today, mostly sunny with a high of 67 this afternoon, just a light breeze here today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.